The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. The cheers, the band themes, the buzzers. Whether you're a student athlete, a fan, or just curious about the journey of those juggling academics and sports, this podcast will allow you to dive headfirst into the jungle of collegiate sports.
Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Hardwood. I'm the host. And today is a very cool episode because we've brought a very special guest here today. And it's none other than Mr. Nanik Tagore, the member of the DU men's basketball team, my very own teammate. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, so my name is Nanik Tagore, originally from Sacramento, California, and I'm here at Dominican now. I'm a Penguin, and I'm loving it so far. Student-athlete life has been, you know, always a struggle, but it's been a fun journey so far.
Oh, yes. Go Pengs, man.
Go Pengs.
All right, I really wanted to bring you specifically for this episode because this podcast that I have going on, it talks a lot about that mentality side of basketball and life, and who better to bring in than one of my lifting partners?
I think it's only right.
That you're on here. And got a lot of questions here for you that we're going to dive deep into
Let's dive right into it.
All right. First one that I got loaded up right here is, what do you think is the most important key for remaining discipline regarding anything, sports, life,
academics? So like maintaining that discipline?
Yeah, maintaining discipline.
I think it's before getting started, having an idea of what you really want to do, because I think it's going to be hard to stay consistent and stay disciplined with something if it's not something you're really passionate about. So if I'm not really passionate about my fitness and getting stronger, I'm probably not going to be going to the gym every day. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You know, if I'm not serious about losing calories and, you know, making my body look better, yeah, I'm not going to try to focus on what I'm eating right. So I think it's just really knowing what those goals are ahead of time, I think, to stay disciplined.
Yeah, for sure. That discipline part, it goes such a long way when it goes ridiculously long. I mean, mentioned it in class yesterday.
It's the key.
It's the key to anything, honestly. The key.
It's the key.
All right. The second question I got, what do you think gives you the drive to pursue greatness? What motivates you?
I honestly feel like I was born to compete.
That's amazing.
I really feel like that's what it was, because like, if I feel like I'm not doing my best or I see other people doing better than me, like, it lights a fire in me.
Dude, I've been thinking that for so long. When I see people achieving things that I want to achieve, yeah, I want to be there. And it just fuels me to get there.
It's like, for example, like, seeing guys on our team, like, lift more than me.
It's like, but I love it.
But it's something that can fuel you. And you can tap into that for a lot of power and a lot of energy and a lot of fuel.
Oh, yeah. When we go with PJ.
Even just look at PJ, for example.
I want that physique
That's what we're saying.
I want to be jacked. I want to be like, built like a like
because
a
when you
pro.
Walk into a room, when you're anywhere, it says something about your character and who you are. Oh, yeah. You look around in this world a lot of the time. There's not a lot of people that just aren't tapping into their full potential.
That perfectly brings me into the next question. We have this idea, an ideology or whatever, this label of a roamer. And when I mention it around people, they don't know what that means. They have no idea. What would you say is the idea example of a roamer?
I think it's only right to take you to a Instagram reel clip from the one and only David Goggins.
David Goggins.
For those of you who are listening who don't know who David is, a Navy SEAL.
Ex-Navy SEAL.
Some would say the hardest man alive. Oh, yeah. When I say that, ultra marathon runner, you know, held the pull-up record for a while, does these amazing, crazy things. Mm-hmm. And he had a quote where he kind of was asking, do you want to be normal?
Yeah.
Do you want to be like everyone else who just roams the world? So when you say roamer, that word roamer is designed from roaming the world. And I think that it's a perfect way to kind of sum up a lot of people just going around the world, doing their daily tasks. There's so much more that you can get out of this, out of this life. And I think it really does encapsulate part of our drive. It was like, why do you want to do better? Because we don't want to, you know, fall into that.
Yeah. It feels like every time I step out of the house now, when I'm just walking and doing my thing, I have a goal in mind, I'm going to the gym, I look around and I just look at people who aren't doing that, who are wasting their time doing things that they don't need to be doing.
It's like if you're standing in a long line.
Yeah, a very long line. It's
around a whole bunch of people of just, what are you doing right now?
What are we doing? You're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
That right there makes me kind of mad.
It should. It should light a fire under you.
It does light a fire on me because when I see these people not doing anything, not achieving it, you know, it doesn't even have to be sports. It doesn't even have to be the gym. You can have your own passion outside of fitness and basketball.
Couldn't agree more.
But like academics, why aren't you going out and studying? Why don't you go bust your ass for this assignment that you're doing? I'm going to have to censor that.
I feel for student athletes, you know, they're balancing their school and their sport. For people that aren't athletes, that's okay. But, you know, explore your passions. Oh. If you want to become an artist, be an artist. If you want to be a dancer, be a dancer. If you want to, you know, make content, ask questions, just do something. Yeah. Chase something. Don't just roam around the world just going through life. If there's something you want to do, go and do it. I think that's the message.
Absolutely. That answered our next question, which was, why do we not want to be roamers? Because it's just...
It's not fulfilling.
You're not getting the most out of your life, out of your potential. Everybody has their own potential, but it's all about how you discipline yourself and trying to go get that.
I think it's about reaching, having a strong purpose and feeling fulfilled.
Absolutely.
You have to really know what your purpose is. And at the end of the day, we all want to feel good about ourselves and feel fulfilled. I think that's what we're chasing at the end of the day.
Of course. Now, what trends do you think you see in our current generation that you don't want to follow? Part of it is being a roamer.
Some trends.
I just see a lot of, how do I say this, a kind of laziness a lot.
There is.
Especially in athletic side of it.
I think it's, for me, it's like I look at kids my age, at least, I've always found that they're able to like not eat super good and kind of get away with it. And I remember like, take it back to even like just middle school, high school, like guys like eating whatever before a game. And I always knew that I couldn't do that. It's just not how I was. So just like those trends of just kind of following what everyone else is doing, like they don't really align with me too.
People don't understand the little things that matter.
Oh, they matter.
Especially the nutrition side of it. I remember your newest episode on your podcast.
Indeed.
The True to Life podcast.
The nutrition table.
It's so important. People don't understand. Right. The levels, the
episode
lengths.
Episode 29. Yeah.
Episode 21 talks exactly about that. Please go check that out. The True to Life podcast with Nanak Tagore. Beautiful.
All things student life, student athlete life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Very, very similar to what I'm doing here, but you've clearly been doing it for a longer time, and it's amazing.
I appreciate that.
Of course. Do you think that you found a great situation since coming to Dominican?
There's a lot of potential here.
A lot of potential.
A bright future here.
I was thinking the same thing. You, obviously, academically, you're a sophomore.
Of course.
And you've been in college for a year. I'm a freshman. I didn't know what to expect coming into college. So I came here very confused. First couple weeks, I was freaking out, man. I wanted to leave so bad, dude. I didn't know what I was doing here. I felt like I only knew basketball. I only, like, focused on that. Then I found, like, my group.
Yes.
Everything just changed, and it was great. How do you think you feel about that?
I feel like we really got into a role.
Oh, yeah. The role.
I think we did, as a group.
Yeah.
I think that really helped, because I think me too, you know, coming from Holy Names, to give that high school, coming here, just like, yeah, just it feels like all you have is basketball, and it's like, oh, am I going to find my people? What is this? And then everything has a way of working out.
Yeah, man. It's worked out a lot better than I thought it would. Like, we have a whole routine about when we're going to go live, when we're going to go eat.
Oh, it's back and bye tonight.
Back and bicep tonight. I mentioned a day where we did back and bicep on a podcast. And I mentioned how life-changing it was. Like, every time we do back and bye, we take it to a whole nother level.
Does this podcast know what happened last time we hit back and bye?
Where?
Or 2 times ago.
Was it where I bled?
It was. You were going that hard. Pushing yourself to the limit.
We pushed ourselves so far in that back and by that I literally got a nosebleed from how hard I was pushing myself. And we were screaming, man, in the gym.
It looked like dedication to me.
And I remember, I love when we go to the gym and we like yell in each other's ear, point to the mirror and be, you gonna let him beat you? You gonna lose to him? I'm not.
Why are you here?
Why are you here? That's the thing.
That's the fire.
What did PJ say? You can go up to anybody in the gym, and I bet you they won't give you the answer of, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Why are you here?
Oh, I want to look good. Why?
For what?
What is your purpose?
For you?
It's great. That brings me to the next question.
Let's hear it.
What do we mean by saying you need to make yourself uncomfortable?
Ooh, I like that question. It's a great question.
A lot of people don't know what because what we use that term a lot.
Yeah.
We used it yesterday, actually, in Aaron Richardson's contemporary history class that we have Tuesday, Thursdays.
Oh, I know all about that class.
Oh, we do. Oh, yeah.
It's a good class.
We mentioned uncomfortable. Making yourself uncomfortable. What do you think that means?
Well, you see, like, humans, we seek that comfort. We seek that love. We seek belonging. So when you're uncomfortable, it's putting yourself in a position that doesn't feel good, doesn't feel right. Yeah. It doesn't really feel good. And I think that's where the growth happens. That's where the change happens. I think that's the key.
You can't grow if you're staying in a comfortable position.
I would agree.
You're not going to be able to progress at all.
It's always darkest before the dawn.
Absolutely. Life is literally like a slope.
You're going to go up. There's always rain before the rainbow.
But before you go up, it's always going to go down.
100%.
So you need to make yourself uncomfortable, especially when it comes to learning things. You're obviously going to be uncomfortable learning things at first, like guitar or basketball. But if you make yourself be able to tackle that situation, even though you're uncomfortable with it, you're going to see yourself grow a lot faster than anybody else. And it's great.
That's put simply.
Put simply.
Perfect.
Absolutely. What are some ways that you think help you lock in to whatever you need to do?
So this is academics, athletics, anything?
When you need to just
lock in,
dial in and get what you need to get done.
I think it kind of brings you back to my first point of just like remembering why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Because if you know your why, then it really helps fuel the what.
Absolutely.
So you got to really know why, like what is intrinsically motivating you to get done whatever it is, so that you can give it your all. So for right now, like after we're done, you know, recording this, I have to go lock in for this impromptu presentation I got to get given an hour.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to go do that. I got to do that in an hour. I got the slide, the PowerPoint given to me yesterday. I got to lock in on that.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be, oh, what is my reason? I need to get, you know, got to get these grades right. You know, the team GPA, you know, get my degree, all that good stuff. Just reminding myself what's important
External
here
factors.
To get it done.
Yeah. That's what helps me as well, especially when it comes to school, when I realize I need to get the assignment done, I need to remember why I'm getting this assignment done. These grades are going to affect me in the long run. I need to get good grades. I need to be able to have a great looking resume for my future. And everything's a part of it. And next question actually ties in pretty well.
Perfect.
We know we can lock in for an assignment or one thing at a time. But I feel like some people struggle with locking in consistently. Do you think there's anything that can help you lock in consistently
with
all aspects? Because some people, I can tell it's difficult for some people to remain motivated to keep focus on one thing.
I feel like the reality is it's hard. And that's the uncomfortable fact of it. You can't. It's really difficult to lock into five or six different things at once.
Yeah.
You know, you got to just create a checklist and just hammer things out one by one. You can't, you know, cast a big net and get 10 things done all at once. It's going to have to be the first one, then the second one, the third one, and so forth. I think that's the key to break it down. Don't expect yourself to be able to lock into 10 things at once. It's just not going to happen. Create that checklist and lock in, you know, one at a time. It makes the journey feel a little less daunting.
Absolutely. Now, this last question we got is it's a good one because I know we were talking about discipline, and some people don't know how that looks like. And I really wanted to bring up how we show off our discipline and how some student athletes will show off their discipline. And I know one way that we do it is the ice bath. Because nobody wants to do an ice bath, ever. Yet, we look at each other, we get ready, we go rinse off, and we hop in the ice bath. Nobody wants to do it, but we're doing it. It's discipline. And what else do you think that you do that shows off your discipline?
Well, first off, I would say discipline is doing things that you hate to do, but doing them like you love them.
Mike Tyson said that. Love that quote.
Mike Tyson said that. And the ice bath's a great one. I think waking up early is another one.
Mm-hmm.
I think
8 a.m. weights.
Getting up and working out when you feel tired. We had a long night last night, but still getting up and working out. I say eating good food.
Oh, yeah. That one's a really good one because people don't understand. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat clean this week. You don't realize how hard
it is. Am I going to get the Kingpin donut or am I going to walk
away? Am I going to get the Kingpin donut or am I going to hold off and eat something healthy?
That's the question.
I think it's so easy to say to yourself that, oh, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to make sure I eat clean.
I'm going to start on Monday.
It's so easy to say that until you get to Monday.
You'd actually do the thing. And then that's what comes back
to
discipline.
That's the discipline, yeah.
The discipline is, you know, it's all aspects. It's the little things.
It's great, yeah. We ran out of questions today. And I believe we're at a very good time limit right now for this episode. And this is a good one. This is a great one, actually.
I appreciate having me on.
Of course. Now, we'll come back next week, probably with another guest. And we'll tune in. See what happens there. I'll see you all next week. Nader out.